Today, we'd like to see the book of the 2 Peter, chapter 3, verses 8 through 18, under the title of Luke 4. For online world people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 8, but beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord, one day is as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. What does this verse mean? Question 2. In verse 11, therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of a person ought you to be in holy conduct and godlessness? What does the word of dissolved mean in this context? The last question 3 in verse 16, as also in all his epistles speaking in them of these things, in which are something hard to understand, which untaught and unstable people twist to their own destruction, as they do also the rest of the scriptures. What does the word of twist mean in this context? First of all, we'd like to see brief background for today Bible study. In the last time, Peter talked about the former judgment with flood against ungodly man, as well as the future judgment with fire in verses 6 and 7, by which the world that then existed perished, being flooded with water, indicating Noah's judgment. Verse 7, but the heavens and the earth, which we live on, which are now preserved by the same word of God, are reserved for fire until the day of judgment and perdition of an ungodly man. Paul, writing to Thessalonians, said, in light of an ungodly man, and to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire to take vengeance on them, vengeance to whom that know not God, those who do not know God and do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, simply meaning unbelievers, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. In the 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 to 9. So God's day of judgment, and that's what Peter is writing about, this day of God's fiery judgment and the perdition of ungodly man. Now verse 8, but beloved, do not forget, or do not be ignorant, this one thing, that with the Lord one day is as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. That means God's time is outside of our time. God's time exists in eternal life. God exists yesterday, today, tomorrow. Revelation chapter 3, verse 11, Jesus said to Apostle John, behold, look, I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown. Jesus told to Apostle John about 2,000 years ago, I am coming quickly. But still, Jesus didn't come yet again in heaven. Psalm chapter 19, verse 4. This is Moses' psalm. For 1,000 years in your sight, meaning in God's sight, are like yesterday. Moses said, 1,000 years, like just yesterday, one day. When it is past, and like a watch in the night, like a watch, at moment in the night. The 1,000 years, like in one moment in the night. So which means God's time is outside of our human, our creature time. Also, Daniel chapter 9, verse 24, God, you know, set up his time to Jewish people. 70 weeks are determined for your people. This is God told to Daniel. Daniel's people, meaning for, you know, the Jewish people or Israel people, and for your holy city, Jerusalem, to finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, to make reconciliation for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to shield up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy, which is a Messiah. Basically, God, you know, set up 70 weeks, 70 times 7 equal to 490 years. But 69 weeks, then gap, and 1 week, you know, left. So already 69 weeks, you know, passed. So until Jesus came again, Messiah came again. Now we leave the gap between 69 weeks and 1 week. So 1 week is when Jesus is coming again in heaven. That time Jesus is bringing, catching up all believers, which are called as church, into heaven. That moment here, 7 years great tribulation. So the judgment occurred right here. That time, 1 year, God has a special plan to deliver the Jewish people, 144,000 people, through the Great Tribulation, which means at that time, 144,000 Jewish people will recognize Jesus Christ as Messiah. But today, most Jewish people do not recognize Jesus as a Messiah, rather than as just teacher. One of the teachers like that. But some Jewish people recognize and accept Jesus as a Messiah. And one of my friends, a Hebrew teacher, so he is Jewish, but he accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, very few people. So here, the question one answer, God's time is outside of our time. God's time exists in eternal realm. Verse 9, the Lord is not slack or slow concerning his promise. His promise, like that Jesus said, behold, I am coming quickly. Or John chapter 14, verse 3, Jesus said, and if I go and prepare a place for you meaning disciples or believers, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. So before ascended into the Lord, actually before Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection, Jesus told to his disciples, go into heaven, prepare a place, you know, for you. Then, you know, I will come again, you know, receive you into heaven. So that kind of promise. But his promise, not slow. As some count slackness, some meaning some unbelievers or false teachers encounter slackness and, you know, slowness, or, you know, the baby Christian, maybe some count slackness, but is long suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Which meaning God want to, if possible, everyone, more people want to be saved through repentance over unbelief. And that is the bottom line. That's why, you know, so we thought already 2,000 years passed, you know, but still Jesus is not coming again. So what happened? But not slowness, because God is long suffering. So to give judgment to people in order to save it, as many people to be saved. Verse 10, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. So the day of the Lord, which meaning the day of Christ's second coming in heaven, followed by judgment on the earth. Then 7 year great tribulation, then millennial kingdom, and a new heaven, new earth. The whole consequence, that's called the day of the Lord. They initiated the day when Jesus coming again in heaven. That moment, everything, followed by the other, all consequences. Then here, 7 years great tribulation. Jesus and all Christians, come down. Jesus, King, King of Kings, all Christians, kings. The major judgment is Satan. Satan follow. First put into bottomless pit. Then is at the end of 1,000 years, the Lord Jesus released and Satan follow. So those people get into Gehenna, lake of fire. They call throne, white throne, great white throne judgment occurred there. Then is today heaven and earth were dissolved, meaning destroyed or vanished away. And then is a new heaven, new earth coming. So here as a thief, Jesus coming here as a thief. Colossians chapter 3, verse 4, when Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. So when Jesus coming again, we also will be glorified. Psalm chapter 2, verse 8 and 12, here is talking about Jesus will do. Ask of Jesus, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance and the ends of the earth for your transgression. Basically, God said, ask of God and God will give you, God will give Jesus the nations for your inheritance and the ends of the earth for your possession. So millennial kingdom right here, Jesus ultimately control all nations on the earth. For 1,000 years. Verse 12, kiss the Son of God, lest he be angry and you perish in the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all those who put their trust in him, which meaning blessed are all believers. So all believers would not get into Gehenna, lake of fire. So they live with Jesus forever as a glorified bodies. Then a deeper is talking about Luke chapter 12 verse 39. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Deeper, basically, we know the about time, but we don't know exact time. So Jesus coming here like a thief. But today is very close to the day when Jesus is coming again in heaven. Why? Because earthquake happened, nation fought another nation, a lot of local wars, Iraq. Also, they love money, betrayed each other. So we live in the last days, they're very close to the day when Jesus is coming again in heaven. But we don't know exact dates. Only God knows exact dates when Jesus coming again in heaven. So, but we should watch for our service to live godly, to live holy life. Then, although we don't know an exact date, we know a time in the last day like today. Verse 11, therefore, since all these things will be dissolved or will be destroyed, what manner of persons ought you to be? So basically, what we should be, ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness. Isaiah chapter 13, verse 13. Isaiah about 700 before Jesus' birth, Isaiah delivered God's word. Isaiah chapter 13, verse 13. Therefore, I will shake the heavens. Isaiah already gave a prophecy. Shake the heavens, and the earth will move out of her place. Isaiah already said, the earth, heavens, will be dissolved. In the wrath of the Lord of hosts, and in the day of his fierce anger. Also, Isaiah chapter 24, verse 19. God is long-suffering, but not forever. God is God tolerates, but not forever. Chapter 24, verse 19 of the book of Isaiah. The earth is violently broken. Isaiah already said 2,700 years ago, the earth is violently broken. The earth is split open. The earth is shaken exceedingly. Also, Isaiah chapter 34, verse 4, all the host of heaven shall be dissolved, Isaiah already said, and the heavens shall be rolled up like a scroll. All their hosts shall fall down, as the leaf falls from the vine, and as a fig falling from a fig tree. So, you know, that's why, you know, how we should live. The disciple said, 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 31, and those who use this world, meaning this material world, as not misusing it, for the form of this world is passing away, or the form of this world is dissolved. So basically, disciple Paul said, keep a light touch of material things rather than spiritual things. Today, 4 billion people are still struggling for a daily food, less than $2 earning per day. And 5 billion people are still non-Christians, over 7 billion world population. So that's why the early church upon the Holy Spirit, they are outreaching from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the world. So in that way, that is Jesus wants. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4 said, Jesus answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, by material alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Jesus wanted children of God to study every word of the entire Bible, every word. So verse 13, nevertheless, we according to his promise, look for new heavens and new earth. So here, God made a promise through Isaiah, you know, several Bible verses, new heavens and new earth is coming. Also John, in a new heaven in which righteousness dwell. Righteousness means all believers. All believers are deemed as righteous because Jesus Christ's righteousness is imputed upon, you know, all believers. Dead times glorified, you know, bodies glorified Christians. Isaiah chapter 65, verse 17. For behold, I create new heavens and new earth, and the former shall not be remembered or come to mind. So let it God told through Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 66 verse 22, "For as the new heavens and the new earth which I will make shall remain before me, before God, says the Lord, so shall your descendants and your name remain." Hebrews chapter 2 verse 5, "For he has not put the world to come," the world to come meaning new world, new heavens, and new earth, "of which we speak in subjection to angels." So new heaven, new earth, does not for angels, rather than for righteous, which meaning for the children of God, for us. So here Peter said, look for new heavens, new earth, God's promise, in which righteous dwells, where we as righteous people dwells there. Then verse 14, "Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, as previously told by disciple Peter." So look for the coming of the Lord, new heavens, new earth. Then, bottom line, we should live a godly, holy life like Jesus. Be diligent to be found by Him, by Jesus, in peace, without spot and blemish. So we should live just like Jesus Christ. Christian means a person just like Christ. That's why, Christian. So here's our brother name is Christian too. So Christian meaning just like Christ. Verse 15, "And consider that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation." This means God is long suffering for our salvation. So verse 9, we already read, God is long suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance for salvation. That's here, Jesus Peter said, sort of implied, repeat, the long suffering of our Lord is salvation. As also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, has written to you. Here, disciple Peter called Paul as beloved brother, which means beloved brother in the Lord Jesus Christ. As you know, disciple Peter was the first disciple over originally chosen 12 disciples. But Peter wrote the book only in Peter, the first Peter and second Peter. But disciple Paul wrote a lot of letters, so we call them epistles. Here, as also in all his epistles, disciple Paul wrote a lot of epistles, Romans, Ephesians, Colossians, many things. All his epistles speaking in them of these things in which are something hard to understand, which untaught and unstable people twist to their own destruction, as they do also the rest of the scriptures. This is a question to what do you mean, twist meaning? Twist meaning take a part of the entire Bible, not the entire Bible, take some part of the entire Bible, regardless of context and syntax, resting them and twisting them their own filthy profits such as material and power and glory. So their own material, their own money, their own bread, then their own power, political power, manpower, power, their own glory, glorify. There's for that purpose, they took some part of the entire Bible, they twist them. So one example, Romans chapter 5, verse 20, disciple Paul said, Moreover, the Lord entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace abounded much more. Which meaning, the more sin, the more grace. So that's, you know, the bottom line. Then next chapter, disciple answer, Romans chapter 6, verse 1 and 2. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Which meaning, in order to get more grace, we continually commit sin. Because the disciple said, the more sin, the more grace. That's why in order more grace, we still continue, keep on sin. But disciple answer, verse 2, certainly not, absolutely not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? This disciple, you know, simply said, if you have a lot of sin, but you repent your lot of sin before the Lord and accept the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, that point a lot of sin were forgiven by the Lord Jesus Christ, just like innocence, no sin. So paid off a lot of debt. Also, if you commit a little sin, but you repent a little sin, accept the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, so your a little sin was forgiven, just like innocence. So a lot of sinner considered as innocent because of forgiveness, but a little sinner considered as innocence because of Lord's forgiveness. But obviously, more sin, more grace, they're coming up. But here, after accepting the Lord Jesus Christ, you could not commit sin anymore because you are there with the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. Now, you are not living by yourself, but the Lord Jesus Christ dwelling in you, living for God's glory. That's why here, how shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? So, without reading the context, chapter 5, chapter 6, some people just point out here, chapter 5, verse 20, where sin abounded, grace abounded much more. Then they try to condone any lawlessness. Now, that kind of teachers are called as false teachers. Usually those teachers are so popular because the people love, condone their own lawlessness. Here, that is one example. So ultimately, they fall into their own destruction. Verse 17, you therefore, beloved, since you know this beforehand, beloved meaning beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, since you know this beforehand, so let Peter explain, beware lest you also fall from your own steadfastness. Steadfastness meaning steadfast faith. The 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So steadfastness in Christ. So keep your own steadfastness in Christ, being led away with the error of the wicked, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Here, grow the knowledge of Lord and Savior Jesus. So simple words always challenge our faith. So we need prayer and study, read. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 2, God said, you shall not add to the word which I commanded you. God doesn't want to, you know, add to God's word. Not take from it, that you may keep the commandment of the Lord, your God, which I command you. The better we know Jesus in the entire Bible, neither deletion nor addition, the less attractive a false teaching will be. Let's see each question answer in verse 8. But beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord, one day is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. What does this verse mean? God's time is outside of our time. God's time exists in eternal realm. Question 2, in verse 11, therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness? What does this world of dissolved mean? The earth, the heavens will be destroyed. In verse 16, question 3, as also in all his epistles, disciples' letters, speaking in them of these things in which are something hard to understand, which untaught and unstable people twist to their own destruction, as do they do also the rest of Scripture. What does the word of twist mean in this context? Twist means to take apart some parts of the entire Bible, regardless of context and syntax, wresting them and twisting them for their own faulty profits, ultimately falling into their own destruction. Let's sing song all together, a last song on bulletin. Page 36, song number 6.